This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand this day and forevermore in Jesus' precious and holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living. Ever so grateful and thankful to be on top of the ground not on top of us. Never so grateful and thankful to get out in the way that you may have your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, in Jesus' precious and holy name, we actually look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. There's any sin that so easily beset us. We just shake it off, actually put it in our hand, put it in the sea of forgiveness. Cast it as far as the east is from the west in the name of Jesus. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint this as a clay. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Pray that people's hearts receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward this night and forevermore in Jesus' name. Oh, Holy Spirit of living God, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, God, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like you to open up to the book of Mark. The book of Mark, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And the word of God reads, "And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil, to save lives or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it out. And his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his word. Just for the next few minutes, amen, God is good and worthy to be praised. We want to talk about God wants to stretch and grow your faith. God wants to stretch and grow your faith. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there is a blessing in the stretching. Oh, yes, it is. Here we see in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7. The Bible says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So believers in Christ, on the walk with God requires us to stretch out in faith from time to time. Our faith is stretched when we face things bigger than we are. Yes, what is impossible with man, it becomes possible with God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. God wants to stretch and grow you on a spiritual level. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the thoughts I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Beloved, when God stretches you, he will not snap you. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in. As a born-again believer of Christ, we have the privilege and we are loaded down with benefits on a daily basis. And God desires for us to grow, for us to grow in our faith. Because see, the Bible says again in Hebrews 11:1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So beloved, when God stretches you as his child, stretches you in faith, he will not snap you. As born-again believers in Christ, our faith increases, not only when we rejoice continuously through difficult circumstances, but also when you obey God's word immediately. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse, it says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams." Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, believer of the Lord, to obey God right away and trust him that he will give you everything you need to fulfill his purpose in your life. Yes, the Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. You see, believer in Christ, to obey God is to obey him right away. Not to question him, not to try to figure him out, but to trust him right away and to act on what it says. And he may give you everything you need in order to fulfill his purpose in life. So, beloved, faith is like a muscle. And faith needs to be exercised. You see, faith is a gift of God. Biblically, faith factors in the ability of God for whom all things are possible. You see, faith trusts intentionally in the goodness of God. Again, to be reminded, in Hebrews 11 and 1. It said that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Also, when we go a little further in Hebrews 11 and 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2021, God wants his children, believers in Christ, to stretch out our faith and to grow in it. Yes, when God will stretch you in your faith, he will not snap you. As believers in Christ, when God tests us, he is stretching you. He is allowing you to be tested. Because the trying of your faith works in patience. And let patience produce a good work. Yes, child of God, every demand that God makes of you, it is a test of your faith. How big is God in you? You'll never know until you go through a test and pass it in order to have a testimony. You see, God sometimes asks us to do the impossible task so that we are forced to depend on him and he alone. For example, when we look at the life of Abraham, God asked Abraham to leave the security of a known situation and to travel to an unknown country where Abraham had never been to before in order to start a new nation. Abraham didn't try to figure it out. He didn't try to have a table discussion with his family and friends. No, what Abraham did, he obeyed. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we try to figure God out, he can't be figured out. Because he knows our thought before we even think it. He knows what it takes to bring us out of that place of complacency. That place where we are, where we feel so comfortable. No, your faith, again, is like a muscle. Your faith must be exercised. Another example is when God asked Noah to build an ark. And Noah built the ark on dry land, far away from the ocean. Noah did what seemed crazy in the natural to everyone. But Noah heard God's voice. And Noah did what Noah did. He obeyed the voice of God. You see, if God said it and he spoke something to you, in line with his will for your life, God is obligated to come through. We can depend on him. Bible says that the gifts and calling is without repentance. But we as children of the Most High God has to have the confidence of knowing that if God be for me, who or what can be against me? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our God is a God of impossibilities. When we have done all that we can do, and return everything over to God. God will respond to impossible situations. Here, for another example, we are reminded, beloved, when more than 5,000 people were hungry, men were hungry beside women and children. During an occasion, Jesus told his disciple Andrew to feed them. Andrew told the Lord, he said, we only have a couple of loaves of bread. And it isn't enough to feed all these. Jesus told Andrew, what else do we have besides these? Andrew told him there was a lad that was there with 5 loaves and 2 little fishes. Jesus told Andrew to get him. And when Andrew gave it to the Lord, Jesus looked up and told God, thank you. And he distributed to the disciples. And the disciples distributed to the people. The people ate, and there were baskets that was left over from 2 small fishes and 5 loaves of bread. Beloved, the God that we serve, he is not stopped by our resources, because he owns everything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He owns the gold, all the gold in Fort Knox. He owns it all. Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. We have no variances, but he delights to bless his people. Yes, God is still in the miracle working business. Believers in Christ, oftentimes, God asks his people to do the impossible in order to place us in a position where we have to trust him for a miracle. Yes, Lord, isn't that a blessing to know? God will place you and I as a born-again believer in Christ when he asks us to do the impossible. That's why when we dream, we have to dream big, not just for ourselves, but for others. When we believe in God for a certain situation to turn around, like this pandemic that we find ourselves in, we can't be selfish. We have to be selfless and pray that God will move upon intercessors, those that will be obedient to his call to intercede for a change to take place, for a miracle to be brought forth locally as well as globally. Again, we are reminded in the book Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Yes, people of God, the God that we serve, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he wants to stretch in faith, and he wants to grow you in your faith. So be reminded that your faith increases not only when you rejoice continuously through difficult situations or circumstances, but your faith also increase when you as a child of God obey immediately God's voice. Yes, obeying God's voice right away and trusting that He will give you everything you need to fulfill His purpose in your life. And God will also grow you in your faith. Yes, beloved, God is going to stretch our trust at times because He knows the challenges that is coming around the corner or that lies ahead in our Christian journey. Here, the Word of God says in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verses 19 through 23. Here the Apostle Paul is speaking, and he talks about a stretching that was like a tug of war inside of him. For the good that I want to do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I want to do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inner man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Here the Apostle Paul is giving us an example of the condition he finds himself in. Now Paul was a godly man. Paul was handpicked by Jesus Christ. Paul, before coming to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he was well off. He was well educated, set underneath the feet of Gamaliel, a teacher of the Jews. Paul was highly respected in society. But Paul came to the conclusion after his Damascus road experience, when he came to the conclusion after being blinded for 3 days and being led by someone else, Paul came to the conclusion, hallelujah, when Cornelius laid hands on him and prayed for him, that his sight returned. Paul now is approaching God, because he was tormented by an evil spirit. But here Paul gives a description of his condition on a spiritual level. And he says again that, hallelujah, for the good I want to do, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. My brothers and sisters in Christ, once we give our life to Jesus, once we make Jesus the author and finisher of our faith, our soul is renewed. Our soul is saved. But our body still remains. We still have members on our body. And our natural instinct of being born in sin, then being forgiven for our sins because of Jesus. Our slate have been wiped clean. But we still have to combat the old sin nature. We're in this world, we're not of it. But we still live in a body. And our body is in steady spiritual warfare with our spirit. And the one that we feed the most will win. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we realize, like Paul did, that the things I desire to do, I don't do. And the same things I desire not to do, I do, because sin is ever so present in our lives. That's why the Bible says that we fall short immediately. If we do sin, immediately God has given us our spiritual manual, which is the Bible, for us to go to. And 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we serve a God that is in the restoration business. We serve a God that if we follow his instructions, God will forgive us, cleanse us, and bring us back in right standing with him. All this is done by faith. Sin will take us further than we want to go, keep us longer than we want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death. So again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about that God wants to stretch you out in faith and grow your faith in him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is going to stretch you spiritually. God wants to stretch and grow you in your faith. There is a blessing in the stretching. So people of God, extraordinary faith produces extraordinary blessing. You see, when we stretch out in faith, our own faith, God stretches out his hand to do the supernatural. In order to survive the stretching is something that God wants to do in our lives as people of faith. However, no one wants to feel the discomfort. No one wants to experience the experience that are associated with the stretching. So as a child of God, having your faith stretched means that you need to learn in the spirit realm. You need to learn spiritually how to be flexible and bendable in the hands of God. As a believer in Christ, if you want to grow in your faith, you must be willing to have your faith being stretched. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, faith is the absolute center to the Christian experience. Behold, faith is much like a rubber band because it is useless unless it is stretched. Yes, beloved, our faith needs to be tested and taken out of the comfort zone. As a believer in Christ, the moment you do what God is telling you to do for the kingdom of God, there is going to come a vulnerability to the critics. They will say, you can't do this, or you can't do that, because it is impossible, and that you are going to fail. Well, we have to get to the place in God by faith that regardless of the negativity that is coming our way, we must take a stand as a man or woman of God and just rebuke the negativity. Believers in Christ, don't worry about your critics. Don't worry about those that are talking about you. Just go on and stretch out in your faith. People of God, life happens in the stretching. So we have to learn how to survive it. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, but we all, with unveiled faces, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, as being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. God wants to stretch and grow us in our faith. You see, growing a faith that stretches, God is very interested in our development of our faith. To stretch means to lengthen, to extend, to spread, to make demand on one's capacity or resources, or to make the maximum use of something. Believer in Christ, when God is in the stretch, to stretch Nate's will for the miracle to come. People of God, comfort zones in our lives are small and comfortable places that we are accustomed to. People of God, God has a way of positioning us, of positioning his purpose for our lives outside of our comfort zone. Beloved, the miracle is in the stretch. You see, when you get enough, when you get out of your own comfort and familiar zone, and you get into the obedient zone, and you say yes to the stretch, it requires faith. Child of God, a God-sized stretch. It requires faith because there is no natural way you can do it on your own. You can only do what God says because there is an element of impossibility. So people of God, spiritually, we all need to continue to learn God's word. To learn God's word and God's ways. So the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, our study of the word of God must be a lifetime pursuit. We will never exalt the depth of God's word, but we should try our best to learn from God's word throughout our whole life while we are here on earth. To believers in Christ, God will always push you to do more for him. Not only for the kingdom's sake, but also for your sake. As a child of God, faith, as a child of God, our faith needs to grow. And it needs to stretch in order for us to mature in him. Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 13, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Beloved, God did not give us as his children with faith expecting us to neglect it and watch it shrivel then wither away. No, child of God, if believers are not proactive in a spiritual faith exercise program, nothing grows, and eventually life stagnates and loosens its vitality of life in Christ. Believers in Christ, if we do not put faith to work, you eventually become repulsive and impulsive. Difficult to understand when it comes to the service for the Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved people of God, for those who have walked with the Lord for the longest, remember to always be aware of what the word of God is saying. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 says, watch. Watch ye stand. Watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave like men. Remain strong. You see, age does not protect us. I don't care how young or how old you are. It doesn't protect us from the relentless attack of the enemy, the devil, the one that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But with age, as we age in Christ, we should come with the wisdom that causes us to stretch our faith muscle all the way through by trusting prayers and courageous actions of faith. You see, so faith that continue to grow and stretches out, it is a faith that chooses to step outside of our comfort zone. This faith is a genuine one. It is a genuine belief that generates spiritual boldness and tenacity, which preserves without compromise, in spite of opposition. I'm going to say it again. My brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants to grow us in our faith. Growing faith is a genuine belief that generates spiritual tenacity, which preserves without compromise, in spite of opposition. It is a dependency upon healing of the Holy Spirit through the word of God that causes a holy discontentment with the static quo by looking for more of Christ in everything we face and do. People of God, simply put, growing faith stretches throughout our entire life. It presses through every relationship and through every human endeavors that we engage in. Growing faith, it stretches throughout our entire life as born-again believers. It presses through every relationship and through every human endeavors that we engage in. Growing faith does not settle for anything. Growing faith do not settle for anything less than a growing promotion of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Again, we'll remind you that God wants to stretch and grow your faith. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 8, for whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord. In the book of Mark 3, verses 1 through 6, Notice that the man with the withered hand, when Jesus said to him, stretch out your hand. In other words, stretch out your brokenness. Jesus was greeted by what the Pharisees, the religious folks at that time, had turned the Sabbath day into a harsh day of rule by keeping it to the extreme point that helping a person in need, even healing somebody, was considered work, and therefore it was a violation of the Sabbath, not of God's word. Yes, it was a violation because the Jewish tradition, which was very detailed about healing and helping on the Sabbath day. You see, Jesus knew the thoughts of men. He knew that those religious folks, men, were waiting for him in the synagogue, in the temple. So again, Jesus goes, as he usually did, he goes to teach in the synagogue. During his teaching, Jesus recognized and he discovered a needed man. A man was there with a hand that was with it. This man was in the crowd at the synagogue. Beloved, the public and religious leaders were convinced of Christ's ability to heal. And they also knew that Jesus Christ had and have a compassionate heart for hurting people. So, beloved, the religious leaders during Jesus' day didn't care of the man's condition. The condition of the man with a withered hand. All they cared about was that their harsh rules would be obeyed. So what they did, they watched Christ in order to learn, in order to grow, and to impact, and to be impacted by his teaching. Here in the scriptures that I read in Mark 3, verses 1 through 6, during your devotional time, I would encourage you to read it for yourself. They were watching with evil in their heart, the religious folks, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, all those seeds, those people that have wrote rules and regulations that they themselves couldn't keep. They were only there to accuse Christ. They wanted Christ to mess up so that they could take him down as well as his reputation, and to remove him as a respected rabbi, a teacher of the law. Yes, people of God, to accuse is what the religious folks wanted to do. And to accuse is what the devil, the accuser of the brethren, do. You see, the devil's spirit got into these religious folks who love to speak against and to find fault in those that wants to do the right thing and to discover some legal violation of the Jewish law in order to press charges against Jesus. You see, these religious Jewish leaders were fueled by jealousy from Christ's popularity with the people. And it was compounded with the pride that they were in the stand being criticized. Crucial. People of God's jealousy, pride, and religious zeal is a very deadly combination. Child of God, when you found yourself only looking at others, only to discover their faults, in order to condemn, criticize, and to get one up on them, you no longer have the heart of Christ and are no longer filled with the Holy Spirit. We just hope and pray over something that we said through the teaching tonight that will give you something to think about as we bring the message to a close. If you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is the time to get right with God. This is the time to come back to Him. It's just simple acknowledging the fact that you are a sinner, acknowledging the fact that you need Him in your life. The Bible says that in Romans 10, verse 19, we confess with our mouth about Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. Romans 10:23 says, 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Again, we talked about God wants to stress and grow you on a spiritual level. If you would like to get in contact with us, you can get in contact with us at Busting Loose in Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Have a safe, enjoyable, prosperous weekend. God's willing, Jesus tarry. We'll meet again on through the use of the internet on Tuesday. Pray for us as well as we pray for you. God love you. We love you too. Good night. God bless you.